Time now for Radio Gallery, Annie Dugan's in Madrid, making art, talking about art. And so we have the host of Radio Gallery, Maya Jensen, sitting in for Annie this morning, literally sitting in the studio. Good morning, Sunshine.
Well, good morning. How are you?
Good, good. Tell me about art.
Yes, well, looking at what's happening around the area this week in art, of course, it's the last week of a few shows that are up just for February. Looking at one more week, maybe you haven't seen Jarrett Runyon's down at the Duluth Coffee Company or the Ken Bloom at the Duluth Art Institute. Those are still up and those opportunities. Also, a note from Annie. She says, hockey art. Yes, you heard that right. Hockey art, and it's just that time of season. You've probably seen a few of the tournament games going in. The Duluth Art Institute is looking for artwork that is connected to hockey. Any medium, it's all welcome. Submissions are due March 15th, so that's coming up. And there's also, they're looking for individuals to participate in the hockey hair fashion show.
Oh, no.
You have to be...
All right, so this is like helmet hair, right?
Well, the flow... Absolutely.
The
evening is on April 14th, so you have to be available. And then the Golden Comb Awards will be granted to the winners.
Could you do, like, Rorschach tests of blood spatter on the ice, maybe?
Well,
you know, when you get hit in the head?
Maybe photographs, jerseys, puck art, maybe that kind of thing. Well, there's many opportunities for making art as well this week. Acrylic painting techniques at Studio 15. That's at 15 North 3rd Avenue West. Lydia Walker teaches a class in the basics of brush and acrylic painting and mediums. Also on Thursday, intro to stained glass over at Makerspace. Annie talks about that place. It's in West Duluth, and that is on Thursday at 6 p.m. And also, it's the time of year. It is empty bowl making time once again. The Duluth Art Institute in Lincoln Park is having a workshop that's tomorrow night, Tuesday, from 6 to 8 p.m. Beginners can contribute, and this is a great way to do it, where you take the class, and included in the fee is a ticket to the event in April. So all bowls contributed to Empty Bowl, and you can call 733-7560 to register. That is tomorrow. And then lastly, happening tonight at the Duluth Art Institute in Lincoln Park is an art history lecture by the Duluth Art Institute's artist in resident, Sarah Brocky. That is tonight at 6 o'clock. The lecture is at the Lincoln Building, and she takes time to investigate kind of artists, their works, processes, and relationships. And if you haven't been, the Duluth Art Institute in Lincoln Park is located at 2229 West 2nd Avenue in Duluth. And now you know.
And you need
where's art?
You need to actually give yourself just a couple extra moments to photograph that building if you haven't. It is such a gorgeous, gorgeous space. And if there's anything more fun than Empty Bowl, I can't think of it right off the top of my head.
Well, it is really fun. There's a number of people that get going and inviting people in to help make bowls and decorate bowls. And so look forward to hearing more about that.
Yeah, especially. And then there's food. And we'll talk more about that as we get a little closer. Maya, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Maya Jensen is the host of Radio Gallery right here on 103.3 KUMD.